Today's Amud is Yevamos Peiches Amud Aleph. We're holding on Peizayin Amud Beis by the beginning of the Gemara. So, just to recap, the Mishnah began with a case of a Isha Shehalach Baila LeMedina Sayam. You had a woman that her husband went to Medina Sayam. Ubayu V'amru La Meis Ba'alich. And they go and they tell her, sounds like two people. It says a Peloshen Rabbim. It sounds almost like two Edom are coming. We said that really it's referring to an Eid Echad. And we'll see in the Gemara the Raya. That really it's referring to an Eid Echad. An Eid Echad tells her, your husband dies. And she goes ahead and she gets remarried thinking that her husband is dead. And then her husband comes back. Says the Mishnah, the Halacha in such a case. A woman's husband went away. She's told by an Eid Echad her husband is dead. She gets remarried. Her husband comes back. The Halacha is, she has to leave not only for sure the second man, because she's an Eishes Ish, but she even has to leave her original husband, even though he was an Eines, it's a Knas, she has to leave her original husband. That's by an Eid Echad. Then the Mishnah says, that if she's Niseis Shalai Bereshos, if she's Niseis Shalai Bereshos, which we said, and we'll see it in our Gemara now, we said that that's referring to the fact that she's Niseis without Reshos from Bezdin, because she doesn't need Reshos from Bezdin, because she's not relying on an Eid Echad. Two Eidim came and said that her husband dies. If she's Niseis Shalai Bereshos, means Shalai Bereshos Bezdin, rather with two Eidim come and tell her that her husband dies, and she gets remarried, and then her husband comes back. So then the halacha is that she only has to leave the second husband, but she's allowed to remain married to her muteris lachzer, like she's allowed to go back to her first husband. Only if she gets remarried through an Eid Echad, then she becomes usher to her original husband. But if she gets remarried through two Eidim, so then she remains mutter to her husband. So the Gemara is going to explain what we just spoke out. Says the Gemara, that midikatani seifa nisei shaloi bereshos muteris lachzerloi, from the fact that in the seifa, we're makel with her, and we tell her that if she's nisei shaloi bereshos, sounds almost like it's a bad thing that she did. She was nisei shaloi bereshos, but the Mishnah says it's a kula, that if she's nisei shaloi bereshos, she's muteris lachzerloi. She's allowed to go back to her husband, so it must be that when the Mishnah says shaloi bereshos, it means shaloi bereshos bezdin. Ela be'edim. It must be that shaloi bereshos means that she didn't need bereshos bezdin because she had two edim. So it was saying a kula because she actually had two edim saying that her husband dies. That her husband died. Michlal, but it's also, you could infer from the fact that the seif is talking about two edim, michlal the resha bereshos bezdin, who be'ed echad. It must be that when the resha says, v'bayu v'amrula, even though it says that Belashan Rabbim, it's really referring to Reshos Bezdin, meaning an Eid Echad. That an Eid Echad tells her husband died, and she gets remarried, so in such a case, if her husband comes back, there's a Kadas, and she has to leave her husband. But otherwise, if her husband doesn't come back, so she was allowed to get remarried. It's called Bereshos Bezdin. It's called Bereshos Bezdin. She was allowed to rely on the Eid Echad who said that her husband died. If things don't work out, her husband comes back, she's messed over. But Lamaisa, until that happens, she was good to go. She was allowed to rely on the Eid Echad. So says the Gemara, Alma Eid Echad Neman. You see from here that an Eid Echad has Nemanus, even by Ishas Ish, very Chamer Daraisa. Even still, an Eid Echad has Nemanus. Utna Nami, we have another Mishnah which also seems to suggest that there's Nemanus for an Eid Echad. The Mishnah says that Huchsaku Liyos Messiah and Eid Bipiaid. It says that they allowed a woman to get remarried based on the testimony of an Eid Echad. And not just the testimony of an Eid Echad that her husband died, but even if it's an Eid Mipiaid, the Eid's not saying that I witnessed the husband dying, but I heard it from someone else who says he witnessed it. So it's an Eid Mipiaid. V'isha Mipiisha. Even a woman saying it over from another woman. V'isha Mipiaved. Or a woman saying it over from an Eved, Umbibi Shivcha. In all these cases, we give them manas. Alma Eid Echad Nehemon. You see again that an Eid Echad has Nehemonis. Utsanami, we have yet a third place where we seem to give Nehemonis to an Eid Echad. The Mishnah says that Eid Echad Oimer Echad Chalev. If an Eid comes to a person and says, I saw you ate Chalev B'shoigig. If a person eats Chalev B'shoigig, he has to bring a carbon chatas. And an Eid Echad comes and he says, and yeah, I saw you eating Chalev. And the person who's being accused says, no, it's not true. I know you're talking, you thought it was chaylev. No, it was regular kasher meat. And it was a chaylev and a machayv a carbon. So the halacha is that he's pater. He does not have to bring a carbon. Now we can make the diak, the taima, the amr layachalti. It's only because he denies the Eid Echad. And he's saying, the layachalti, I did not eat the chaylev. But it's mashma if he would remain silent.
and he would not have, and he would not protest. He wouldn't deny it. So then we would give them on the Eid Echad. Eid Echad says that he ate chalev, and he says, I don't know, maybe, I have no idea, I don't know what you're talking about. Could be. So then the halacha is that he's chayv echatus. So again, alma Eid Echad mehemem midaraisa. You see that we believe the Eid Echad, even though it affects the daraisa. How does it affect the daraisa? Because on the tzad that he's potter, if he goes ahead and he brings a chatas, it's chulun ba'azara. If you're not chayv a carbon, so unless it's a carbon and dava, you can't just bring it, a carbon to the base of Mikdash. You can't just bring a chatas whenever you want. So the fact that we're giving them months to the Eid Echad and we're saying that this person has to bring a carbon chatas, so that's going against the Isra of Chulun Ba'azara, and still we give them months to the Eid Echad. So again, you see an Eid Echad has them months. So the question is, bottom line, is Minalan? Where do we know it in all these places? Where do we know this idea that an Eid Echad has them on us? So says the Gemara, three attempts before we get to the final teretz. Says the Gemara, attempt number one of three. Says the Gemara, the Tanya. The Makar is based on that which we learned in the Braisa. We learned in the Braisa, it says in the parish of Karban Chatos, Ayhaida Ailav Chatosai. That if it becomes known to him, it's chet, so he brings the carbon chatas. The Gemara is medayik, the Brais is medayik, it can't be that others are telling him that he's chayv a carbon chatas, and he's totally denying it. Halacha is that he has to have some sort of recognition. If other people tell him that he's chayv a carbon chatas, and he totally denies it, so the halacha is going to be that he's pater, the halacha is that he's pater from the chatas. Now, yachol afapisha enei makhishoi, I might think that even if they have to inform him and he doesn't deny it, the fact that he needs other people to inform him that he's chayv the carbon, I might think, yehi pater, that even in such a case he's pater, he has to know about it himself. But it can't be that others inform him. I might think that in such a case he'd be pater. Tamu laimar, ay haida elav. It doesn't say yada. It says, Haida Eilav, that there is a concept of them informing him of the chet, and he's chayv a karbon chatas. It's just that if he denies it, he'll be pater. But if he's silent, if he's shasak, as long as he's not makhashet, so then, he's taka gonna be chayv a karbon chatas. Haida Eilav, mikom akim, even no matter what, even if they have to inform him, the halacha is that he's chayv a karbon chatas. Now says the Gemara, Hey Chidami, what's this case where they inform him and he's chayev a carbon chatas? If you'll tell me that it's talking about where two Eidim come, and two Eidim come and say that he's chayev a carbon chatas and he ate chayev b'shoigig, and he doesn't even deny it, well then, krol amali, what's the chiddush in that? Why would I need a pasuk that in such a case he's chayev? Of course, two Eidim are neman, so if they're telling me he ate chayev and he's not denying it, so of course he's going to be chayev. El lav chad. It must be the Brice is discussing a case and starting the Torah to be talking about a case where an Eid Echad came up to a person and said that he ate chalev. And what you see from the Brice, that as long as he's not being makashet, so the Torah says that he's chayv in such a case. If an Eid Echad says he ate chalev and he doesn't deny it, he's chayv a karbon chatas. So mehem is the shmamina, Eid Echad emon. So you see, this is the proof, this is the makar, that Eid Echad has nemanis. Mam is talking about that third case of chatas, but also from here you see a cloud that an Eid Echad has nemanis. An Eid Echad says that he ate chalev, even though this is a chashash of chulun ba'azara. If he's not really chayv a chatas, it's chulun ba'azara. And still we give nemanis to the Eid Echad, you see an Eid Echad has nemanis. Which the Gemara counters and no, what are you talking about? We might. What's the raya that has anything to do the mishun the mehemun? That has anything to do with nemanus? That we give nemanus to an Eid Echad? Over there, the reason why it's chayv has nothing to do with nemanus. Delma mishum de kashasek. Maybe the reason why we rely on the Eid Echad over there is not because of the Eid Echad's nemanus. It's just because of what he produced. Because he said that he's chayv echatas. He said about the other person that he's chayv echatas. And the person who's being accused stayed quiet. So v'shtika kaida danya. So it's working midin shtika kaida. Since he stayed quiet, that's basically like him admitting that he's chayv karbon chatas. So that's why it's chayv karbon chatas. The shtika kaida danya. And teida says the Gemara, I'll prove it to you that the reason why he's chayv chatas in this case, where Eid Echad says he ate chalev and he's shasak. The reason why he's chayv a karbon chatas has nothing to do with nemanis. I'll prove it to you. That has nothing to do with nemanis of the Eid Echad. The Katani Seifa. Because look at the Seifa. The Seifa says, Amru Shnayim Achalta Chalev. Two people tell a person, you ate chalev b'shoigeg. V'hu Aymer Loi Achalti. And he denies it. He says, no, it's not true. You're making a mistake. I didn't eat chalev. The Lacha is, says the Tanakama, says the Rabbanan that he's pater. He's denying it. So he's going to be pater. Whereas Rabbi Meir Mechayev. Rabbi Meir says, no, in such a case, he's going to be chayev achatas. And Amar Rameyer, Rameyer defended his psak, and Rameyer said, Kavachaymer, I have a Kavachaymer to back up what I say. then he's chayiv a karban chatas in this case. Because in mivyu shnayim midei misa chamura, if two edim are able to bring a person to a chayiv misa, they say that he did an avera that's chayiv misa. They're neman. Two people could bring a person to a chayiv, they could bring a person to a chayiv misa. So lidei karban a cow. So you're going to tell me that they can't make a person chayiv chatas? If they can make a person chayiv misa, surely they can make a person chayiv chatas. But male, if two edim come and say that he ate chalev, it doesn't matter if he denies it, he's going to be chayiv chatas. However, Amrulai, the chachamim said back, no, mayim yirtzolayim amezid ayisi. In this case, it's different. They can't make him chayiv karbon because the person who denies it has a migu. He has a migu. He could have just said, it's not true, I wasn't a shogeg, I was amazed. And by saying he was amazed, he would have gotten out of having to pay money for the cow, to pay money for the chatas. And now instead, what did he say? He said, it's not true. So he has no manus. If he really just wanted to get out of the chiv carbon, he could have just said, I'm amazed. And that also would have pattered him from the carbon. So the fact that he said, I didn't really eat it, it must be, he's telling the truth. So you give him nemanus, he has nemanus. So that's the machlaikis about the case of two edim. That's the seifa of the braisa. That's talking about a case where two edim came, and this person denied it, he said it's not true. And we have a machlaikis rabbanan and rameir. That's the seifa of the braisa. Now says the Gemara, now for the fact that they argue in the Seifa, if they argue in the Seifa, it's mashman, then the ratio with the Eid Echad, nobody argues. Everybody agrees, and in the case of the Eid Echad, where the person stayed silent, he's chayiv a karban chatas. Even the Rabbanan agree to that. How do I know the Rabbanan don't argue? Because the Rabbanan argue in the Seifa, and they don't speak up in the ratio. It must be in the case of the ratio, where Eid Echad said he ate chalev, and he just stayed quiet, that even the Rabbanan agree that he's chayiv a karban chatas. Question is why? Reisha my time akum achayiv yirabanan. Why is it that the rabbanan are machayiv and makarban in the reisha? Ilayim amisham de mehemun. If it's because an eid echad has nemanus like you're suggesting, that we're trying to bring a rai from here, that there's some sort of nemanus of an eid echad, that an eid echad has nemanus, well, v'atrei ba'alma da'afagav zikamachishlu, enu mehemni, v'kapachi rabbanan. And does an eid echad have any more nemanus than two eidim? Two eidim in kol terakula has nemanus. Yet in our situation, where two edim say that he ate chalev and he denies it, the halacha is that the rabbanan say he's potter, even though two edim have nemanus. Kol terakula, two edim have nemanus. Yet still, the rabbanan say that when he denies it, he's going to be potter. So why is it that in the ratio, when one ed says that he ate chalev and he stays quiet, that he's takachay of the carbon? What do you mean? It's only an ed echad. You can't tell me it's me the nemanus, because why would it be any better than when two edim come in the seifa? And when two edim come in the seifa, the rabbanan say that we don't listen to the Eidim. So all of a sudden over here we're going to listen to an Eid Echad because an Eid Echad has Nemanus. It can't be, it has anything to do with Nemanus. This has nothing to do with Nemanus. Elav Mishum Deishtik. What's the big factor in the ratio? Why is it that we say it's Chayev? It's not because of the Eid. It's not because of the Nemanus of the Eid. It's because this person stayed quiet. It's because this person stayed quiet. Ushtika kaida damya. It's because his shtika is treated like kaida. It's treated like he's agreeing, like he's admitting it. That's why he's chayiv karmachatas. Nothing to do with nemanus of an eid echad. So you can't bring a raya from this braisa to any sort of concept of nemanus of an eid echad. The fact that he's chayiv karmachatas in the ratio has nothing to do with nemanus. It has to do with a different din called shtika kaida. Mamela. The Gemara falls off of this attempt to bring a raya that an eid echad has nemanus. So we're left to attempt number two, 2 out of 3, for what's the makar that an eid echad has nemanus. So says the Gemara, el asfarihi, it's a svara that an eid echad has nemanus. It's a svara, of course we believe in eid echad. An eid echad says that the guy's wife, that the lady's husband died. An eid echad comes and says that the person ate chalev. So we give nemanus to that. It's a svara. We should believe in eid echad. Midi dehava achaticha safik shel chalev safik shel shuman. It's no different than the person who goes to the store and he finds a piece of fat and he doesn't know, is it chalev, which is aser, is it shuman, which is mutter. Va'asa eid echad, a friendly shopper comes at the grocery store and he tells them, va'asa eid echad va'amar, and he says to him that bari li de shumanu, that you should know, I know, I saw what was happening, the packaging in the back, and I know that this is shuman, this is kosher. The halacha is the mehemman, of course, the friendly shopper is believed. Of course he's believed. Rashi explains that. Why is it, of course, that he's believed? Rashi says, if you wouldn't believe in eid echad about kashrus, so then you'd never be able to eat at your friend's house. How could you ever have a Shabbos suited by someone else? How could you ever go to your neighbor? Who says the food is kosher? Ah, it must be because you believe him. Why? And Neidachon is Neman B'Yisurin. It has to be. Other, says Rashi, how could you come home from shul and eat the Shabbos, the Leil Shabbos Suda? How could you eat the Suda on Shabbos day? How could you come home from shul and eat the Chalon? What do you mean? Who says it's kosher? Who says it's kosher? Ah, because your wife says it's kosher. Oh, she has Nemanus? Ah, Elamah, yeah, it must be, yeah. It must be an Neidachon has Nemanus. It must be an Eidachon has Nemanis. And so too over here, with the friendly shopper who tells you that the Chuman, of course, he has Nemanis. Eidachon Neman B'Yisurin. And this could also be the Makar now, that when the lady's husband goes away, and an Eidachon comes and says that he died, so he has Nemanis. Why? Just like you can go to your neighbor's house and eat, because Eidachon Neman B'Yisurin. So too, the lady could rely on this Eidachon saying that her husband died. However, says the Gemara, it's not comparable. Midami. Hasam lo yischazik yisura. Over there, by the kashrus, it's not like we have any sort of preconceived notion that this food is asr. And then the Eidachot is coming to say that, no, you should know, really the food is mutter. We just don't know. It's a blank. We have no idea. Asr, mutter. Comes an Eidachot, he says it's mutter. So fine, so we believe him. But hacha, in the case of the Eishas Ish, yischazik yisura, the Eishas Ish. Her status quo is that she's asr, is that she's an Eishas Ish. And the Eidachot is coming to take her out of that status quo. That already, that's already now considered a davar shebe'erva, now that it's yischazik yisura. So, or maybe it's a second question, that first of all, it's yischazik yisura, and second of all, it's davar shebe'erva. By davar shebe'erva, we're not so lenient to just rely on an Eidachot. But when it comes to davar shebe'erva, that's another reason why in our case, you can't bring a raya from the nemanis of a Eidachot Neman B'Yisurin to davar shebe'erva. Davar shebe'erva is more chamer, and in davar shebe'erva, pachas mishnayim. So two questions. First of all, our case is not like kashrus because it's yischazik yisura. And second of all, it's a davar shebe'erva, and davar shebe'erva, pachas mishnayim. If you'd want to compare it to a case of kashrus, that would be comparable to a piece of meat, a piece of fat, that you know for sure is chaylef. It's a schazik that it's chaylef. And then Eidachot comes and he says, that no, I know you assumed until now that it was chaylef, but really you should know it's shuma, and really it's kasher. The halach in such a case is delay mehemen, is that he's not believed. So to by our case, he's not believed. This wouldn't be a raya that Eidachon is neman, but in our Mishnah. However, says the Gemara, it's not really comparable to the case of the chelev that you just brought up, where you know that a piece of meat is chelev, and then he's coming and saying it's shuman. Because midami, hasam afilu asu beimeya alay mehemni. Over there, if you know for a fact that a piece of meat is chelev, and an Eidachon, and even 100 Eidim come and tell you that no, it's Shuman, but you know it's Chaylev. So even 100 Eidim come and tell you that it's Shuman, they're not going to lay Mehemni, they're not going to be believed. But Hacha, now our Mishnah, came into Kiyasu Beitrei Mehemni, since if two Eidim would come and tell the woman that her husband died, for sure they would be Neman. So Chanami Lehemna, so maybe one also should be believed. So there's no Raya from Kashrus against our Mishnah, there's no Raya, you can't bring a Raya from the case of Chaylev, where you have a piece of meat, a piece of fat that you know it's chaylev, and Adam come and say, and that it's shuma, that there's no nemanus. You can't bring a riot in our mission as well. There's no nemanus, but at the same time, we still don't have a makar that there is nemanus. We're looking for a makar. What's the makar that there is nemanus for an Eidachon? You can't bring it from kashrus. You can't bring it from Eidachon and B'Yisurin, because over there, first of all, it's not ischazik, whereas by us, it's ischazik. Her status quo is that she's an ishas ish, and second of all, it's a davar shebe'erva, and davar shebe'erva pachas mishnayim. So what's the makar? How do we know it from that an Eidachon in our Mishnah is going to be believed to tell the woman that her husband died? Attempt number two has just failed. Says the Gemara, attempt number three. Attempt number three before we get to the final tarets. Says the Gemara, attempt number three. The midi dahava atavel hektish v'koinamais. The makar that Eidachon is believed to tell the woman that her husband died is just like we find that an Eidachon is neman by tavel, by hektish, by koinamais. So by tavel means that if you have produce that is assumed to be tavel, and then Eidachon comes and he says, no, it's not tavel anymore. So he's neman. Hektish, a similar type of case. You have something which has kedusha, and then Eidachon comes and he says, no, the kedusha was removed. It was redeemed from the whatever it is, and now it's no longer hektish. The kainamais is a type of neder, a nidre hektish. That person makes a neder, and now the Eidachot is coming and saying that no, really the item in question is really mutter now. It's no longer treated as hektish. The person made a neder that it should be like hektish, but now the neder was removed. However, we'll see in the Gemara soon, and the Eidachot has namanis in all these cases. But says the Gemara, what exactly are the cases? Says the Gemara, let's get to the bottom of this. Hi tevel hechidami. What exactly is the case of tevel? Eid kasavar, eid idei. If it's his own tevel, he has produce in his own field, and he's saying that I took off trumas and meisers, and now it's no longer tevel. Over there, he's nema mishum de biyado lisaknai. That's a special din neman is called biyadoi. Special din called biyadoi. Sugyas that are generally learned in Masechas Gittin, then beginning of Masechas Gittin. When it's biyadoi, when something's biyadoi, so then of course then you have nemanas. You have nemanas when something's biyadoi. Biyadoi, when something is in your control, you could take care of it. So then you have the special nemanas over here, since it's his own produce. He could always just take off Chumas and Meisters. Mamele is them to say that he took it off the biyadoi lasakna because it's biyadoi. So that's nothing to do with Eidacha being neman. That has to do with the heter biyadoi. Ella Dacher. Ella and I were talking about someone else's tevel. And he's saying that now it's mutter, that Chumas and Meisters were taken off. Well, my kasavar, what do you hold? Ikasavar tari mishalaya shalchaveiro einen tzarach das bailim, that you could always just go to your own produce, and you could take off Chumas and Meisters for your friend. You could take it off for someone else's things, even without informing him. You don't need his permission. You could always take off Chumas and Meisters from someone else's thing without informing him. Well, then, here also, mishum de biyada lasaknai. So then, of course, the Eidach will have them on us, because here also it's biyada lasaknai. He doesn't need the other person's permission. He could just take off Chumas and Meisters. V'ikasavar tzarach das bailim. And if you're going to tell me that no, this shita holds that you need das bailim, that you need permission from the bailim, va'amar ana yadana bein the mesakein. And here the case is that the Eidachud is not coming and saying he took off Trumas and Isers because he's not allowed to without das bailim. He's coming to say that I saw this person that he took off Trumas and Isers. Well, then the question is he gufa minala? Ha gufa? In this type of case where it's a schazik yisura, you know it was tevel, and an Eid Echad is coming and saying that I saw he took off Trumas and Meisers, the person's not here to ask him, who says that the Eid Echad is Neman? You're assuming an Eid Echad is Neman, and then you're saying, oh, and from here, this is the Makar that who had been by our Mishnah, Eid Echad is Neman. Who said over there that the Eid Echad is Neman? What's the Makar? Your Arv Ha'arv Tzarech. Your Arv needs an Arv. Right? Who says over there that the Eid Echad is Neman? And says the Gemara that the Hektish Nami, by the case of Hektish as well, what's the case? E Kedushas Damim, we're talking about something that has Kedushas Damim, and the Eid Echad is coming and saying that the Hektish status of it was removed, that the Kedusha was removed. Well, that's Misham Diya Biyada Liftaisai. Since it has Kedushas Damim, he could just go and redeem it. So since it's Biyadai, that's why he has Nemanis, not because there's Nemanis of an Eid Echad, that's Nemanis of Biyadai. And Ikedushas Aguf, and if it has Kedushas Aguf, so then let's think about this. Ididei, if it's his own chetza, it's Mishum Debiyadei Lishtuli Alei. That's because he could always be Shail on it, and he could go to the different Rabbanim and get the Kedusha off. So again, that's called Biyadei. Nothing to do with Nemanis, that's Biyadei. Not the Biyadei, not the Nemanis of a regular Edechon, that's the Nemanis of Biyadei. Ela Da'acher. Rather, we're talking about it's someone else's chetza. Va'amri Yadana Be'ed Ishto Mari Alei. And he's saying that I know that the owner was shayel on it. Well, he gufa minalan. Again, it's back to square one. Who says that he has nemanis in such a case? The object has a cheskas eser, cheskas kedusha, and he's coming to say that it was removed. Mechatesi. Who says he has nemanis? And kainamais nami. By the case of nidre hektish of kainamais, there as well. What's the case? Iksaver yesh mila bekainamais u kedushas damim nachsaluhu. If he holds, if we're going like the man Damar who says that kainamais is shaykh to mi'ilah, meaning that there's kedushas damim. If there's kedushas damim on the thing that was made into that the person made a nether on, so then it has kedushas damim. So then there also the reason why the edacha could say that the kedusha went away, it's mishum de biyada liftaisa. It's because he could always redeem it. Since he could redeem it, so that's why he has his naman is al biyada. V'iksaver emi lebekanamais v'ser ba'amu derachav lua katfe. And if he holds, and no, it does not have mila. There's no kedushas damim. It's just an iser neder ba'alma. It's just an iser that's riding on the shoulders of this chetza. Well, let's think about it. Idi day, if it's his own object, and then he's saying that the kedusha went away, it's mishum de biyadoi lishtuli alei. The reason why he has nemanus is because it's biyadoi to be shayel on it. So it's biyadoi. It's nemanus of biyadoi. Ela da'acher. Ela ma'ayel, you'll tell me it's someone else's chafza. Va'amar ana yadana de ishto mari alei. And he's coming to say that I know that he was shayel on it. He gufa minolan. So who says ha'gufa? Who says he has nemanus in such a case? So says the Gemara, attempt number 3 has just failed. The raya, attempted raya from Tevel, Hektish, and Kainamais is not going to work. So what's the Makar in our Mishnah that the Eid Echad is Neman to say to this lady that her husband died?
Says the Gemara, final teretz, Ella Amrab Zera, Amrab Zera, some of the Girsa, Ella Amrab Zera, that mitoy chaymer shech marta aleha b'soifa, he kalto le b'tchila. Since we're very machmir on her in the end of the game, so therefore we'll be makel with her in the beginning. Meaning, in the end, what happens if her husband ends up coming home? She's gonna have to leave her husband. So because we're so machmir with her in the end, and we're gonna tell her she's gonna have to leave her husband if her husband returns, so mamela, we could afford to be makel and rely on an eidechon in the beginning that's saying her husband died. Because we could, somewhat rely on the, we could rely on the fact that she's gonna be very, very careful to do her own research. She's not gonna just rely on the eidechon. And eidechon is just getting the ball rolling. The eidechon is coming and saying that her husband died. She knows that if she gets remarried and her husband gets back, she's gonna lose out on both ends. So she's not gonna be very quick to get remarried. She's gonna do her own independent research. She's gonna be very, very careful. So since we're very machmer in her in the end, that she's gonna have to leave her husband, should her husband come back, mamela, we could rely on the eidechon, we could afford to rely on the eidechon in the beginning, to be makel, to believe him that the woman's husband died. Well, ask the Gemara, so it's a funny thing. We're giving this kula in the beginning, that we can rely on the Eid Echad, and we're giving a chumrah at the end, that then she's gonna have to leave her husband. Why are you playing games? Stop playing games. Just don't be machmer in the end, and don't be makel in the beginning. Make this like any other area of Torah, where you need to have two Eidim. Why are you playing games? Using an Eid Echad, and then making a kenas, so that we could use the Eid Echad. Just don't play any games. Don't be machmer, don't be makel, and keep it the same as everything else, where you need two Eidim. Says the Gemara, no, there's a specific incentive over here to dafka be make on the beginning and then mamela to be machmer at the end. Mishamiguna kilu barabanan. Because over here there's a chashash of iguna. If we're not going to rely on the Eid Echad, we might never get two Eidim. We might never get two Eidim that saw that her husband died. If we don't get the two Eidim, she's going to remain in Naguna. She's never going to be able to get remarried. So therefore, we want to rely on the Eid Echad. We want to be makel with her. At the same time, we have to be concerned. So mamela, this balance of being makel in the beginning and machmer at the end is the perfect balance. This is exactly what we need, and this is exactly what we want, because we don't want to keep it the same as everything else, because we want to be makel with her. We want to be makel mishamiguna. At the same time, if we're makel, it could lead to being too makel. So we give a chumrah at the end that she'll have to leave her husband, and this way it balances out the kula that we give in the beginning. So that's the bottom line. We wanted to know what's the makar that an Eid Echad has the emanas. An Eid Echad tells a woman whose husband left town that the husband died. What's the makar that an Eid Echad has the emanas? The answer is that it's made up. It's a made up, it's a dindur, it's a takanas chazal, that they made it this balance, that we're gonna give a kula in the beginning to give the emanas to the Eid Echad, and Mamela will give the chumrah at the end, which will balance it out.